Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hey there, boys and girls, say you're all set for some fun with Happy Hank today. Feeling hippity-skippity and full of pep. Well, how are you, Squeaky?
Well, pretty good, Happy Hank.
Well, what do you mean, pretty good? What's the matter?
Well, it's my neck.
Your neck?
Mm-hmm. It's sort of stiff. I guess I slipped the wrong way last night. See? Oh, boy, that hurts.
Well, now, take it easy, Squeaky. You've just got a little cramp in your neck muscles. That's all. Say, just imagine how you'd feel if you were a giraffe.
Oh, my goodness, that would be terrible.
What's that, Popcorn? Well, Popcorn says he's glad he has a dog's neck. You know, Popcorn is my little dog pal, boys and girls. He watches the clock and keeps time for me, so I call him my watchdog. And, of course, you know our pal, Squeaky.
Well, hello there, boys and girls.
Hey, what are you laughing at, Squeaky?
Well, I was just thinking how funny Popcorn would laugh if he had a long neck like a giraffe.
Oh, well, say, I'm glad he doesn't. Yes, sir, that's right, Popcorn. But that gives me an idea for a riddle.
Oh, you mean you have a riddle about a giraffe's neck?
That's right. Now, boys and girls, see if you can figure out the answer to this riddle. But I warn you, it's going to be a stickler. It's a hard one. Now, you'd better put on those thinking caps.
Well, what is the riddle, Happy Hank?
Well, now, here it is, boys and girls. Why does a giraffe have such a long neck? Why does a giraffe have such a long neck?
Well, because he was born that way. Is that the answer?
Nope, that's not the answer, Squeaky. Hey, did you get the answer, boys and girls? Well, you just keep thinking about it, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program today. And now, since we've had a riddle about a giraffe, how about a funny song about a giraffe? All right, and here's the way it goes. The longest neck I ever saw is owned by a giraffe. It stretches all the way from up to down. I'd like to have a neck like that myself. Don't start to laugh. Think how long things would taste good going down. But on the other hand, I guess it wouldn't be so good. Think how much trouble going through a door. A giraffe's neck is fine when you are eating something good, but think how it must hurt when it gets sore. Yes, sir, a giraffe is a funny-looking animal, all right. Hey, how many of you boys and girls have ever seen a giraffe? Turn on the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Now, when you hear that buzz, boys and girls, you know that I'm looking at you right through the magic electric eye. Now, all the boys and girls who've seen a real live giraffe at the circus or at the zoo, put up your hands. Well, look at that, will you? Why, it seems like everybody has seen a giraffe. All right, put your hands down. Turn off the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay.
Now, you know the giraffe is the tallest of animals. And it sometimes grows over 18 feet tall. Just imagine, 18 feet from its head to the ground. Goodness, I'd hate to fall that far, just like jumping out of a second-story window. Yes, sir, the giraffe has a long neck, and he has long legs, too. Most of the giraffes today come from Africa. They live in the open country, and they can run fast, too. Now, with their long necks, they can reach up and get their food out of the trees.
Oh, boy, say, that would be fun.
What are you talking about, Squeaky?
Who, me? Oh, I was just thinking about how much fun it would be to slide down the neck of a giraffe.
Well, I don't think the giraffe would like that very well. In spite of the fact that he looks clumsy and awkward, he's really a very dignified fellow.
Well, I was just thinking, if I had a neck like a giraffe, I could see all the football and all the baseball games free. Just stand by the fence and look over. Oh, boy, that would be some fun.
Well, now, you just remember our song about the giraffe. I'll sing it again. Listen. The longest neck I ever saw is owned by a giraffe. It stretches all the way from up to down. I'd like to have a neck like that myself. Don't start to laugh. Think how long things would taste good going down. But on the other hand, I guess it wouldn't be so good. Think how much trouble going through a door. A giraffe's neck is fine when you are eating something good, but think how it must hurt when it gets sore. I'll bet it does. Now, boys and girls, I had a letter from one of our radio pals the other day, and she wanted us to sing one of her favorite songs, the one about Polly Wally Doodle. Shall we sing it for her, huh? All right, let's tune up our voices. Ready? Here we go. La-da-da-dum-bum-bum-bum. Now everybody sing Polly Wally Doodle. Well, I went down south for to see my Sal singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. My Sal, she am a spunky gal singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Well, a grasshopper sitting on a railroad track singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. And a picking his teeth with a carpet tack singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well. Fare thee well, my fairy fay. I'm a-going to Alabama for to see my Susiana sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Hey, that was wonderful, boys and girls. You know, it's a lot of fun to sing our favorite songs together. Hey, Squeaky, turn on the electric eye, will you?
The electric eye?
You heard me. Turn it on right now.
Oh, what for? Oh, I mean, sure.
And just as I thought, boys and girls, just look at them, Squeaky.
Well, I'm looking at the cute little girls. The one with the red curls, and then that one in the red dress.
Oh, sure, I see them. But don't you see anything else?
Oh, sure. Oh, we've got some wigglers out there.
That's right. Your little girlfriend with the red curls is a first-class wiggler. Why, she's been jumping around like a grasshopper. And that boy over there must think he's a frog.
Uh-oh, look, Happy Hank, they've stopped wiggling.
All right, then, turn off the electric eye. Now, boys and girls, I know sometimes that it's pretty hard to sit on a chair and keep still, but you just have so much pep and you feel so good that you want to be on the go all the time, isn't that it? Well, now, you just remember that sometimes you have to sit down and keep quiet for a while, especially when older folks are in the room and trying to talk. So when Mother asks you to sit down on a chair and keep still, you try to remember our slogan song, Don't Be a Wiggle Worm. Yes, sir, that's what you are when you wiggle around on the chair. You're a wiggle worm. All right, now come on, let's all sing our slogan song, Don't Be a Wiggle Worm. Are you ready? When Mother says sit down a while, don't be a wiggle worm. If you sit still, you'll make her smile. Don't be a wiggle worm. You can move around when you stand up, but when you sit down like a sleepy pup, just be as still as a buttercup and don't be a wiggle worm. Now, I'm sure you're going to be real quiet right now, because right now it's time for another exciting chapter in the adventures of the two young cowboys, Squeaky and Sputters, in their search for the lost mine. Now, remember last time, they were trying to find Black Tom the Outlaw, who escaped from them in the tunnel of the mine. Now, Rocket, their friend, who started out behind them, didn't answer when they asked him a question. And then they discovered that Rocket had disappeared. When they called to him, they thought they heard his voice calling for help. Now, of course, Squeaky and Sputters went back to try to find him. As the scene opens today, they're going back down the dark tunnel using their flashlights. Listen.
Now, come on, Sputters, we've got to hurry, because I'm sure that was Rocket's voice calling for help.
Well, it sure sounded like him.
Call him again, because we're getting farther along the tunnel toward him now, and maybe he can hear us a little better now, and we can hear him better.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Rocket! Rocket! Now, listen.
No, sir, not a sound. Sputters, I'm really worried.
Yeah, but me too. You know, there's two things that could have happened to Rocket.
You mean you think Black Tom has captured him?
Either that, Squeaky, or he's hurt. And if he's hurt, he must be unconscious, or he would have answered us.
Well, then, he must have been captured by Black Tom, because Black Tom couldn't have escaped this way, because there's no way to get out of the tunnel.
Hey, then that's right. This tunnel hasn't got a back entrance.
I'll bet that... Hey, Sputters, look.
Huh? What is it?
Look where I'm shining my flashlight. There's the entrance to another tunnel that branches off of this one. We must have missed it when we came up this way.
Yeah, and with Rocket coming along this way, he could have got into this tunnel by mistake. But how can we know?
Well, do you think we ought to go down this new tunnel looking for him? I'd hate to miss him in the other tunnel, though.
Yeah, so would I. Hey, maybe we'd better stand right here where the two tunnels come together and call him again.
Well, go ahead, and I'll stand off here a little way and listen to see if he answers.
Yeah, now, but be sure to try to hear where the answer comes from.
I will. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Rocket! Rocket! Now, listen.
No, sir. Something has happened. I didn't hear a single word. What are we going to do?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that I'm hungry and my feet hurt. I bet you I've walked a gajillion miles.
Well, try calling him just once more.
Well, I'll try, but I don't know. Rocket! Rocket!
Now, listen. Say, did you hear that, Sputter?
Yeah, that's Black Tom's laugh. Hey, what are we going to do? Well, now, say, what are the boys going to do? And where is Black Tom? Say, where is Rocket? Be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, boys and girls, remember, if you haven't figured out the answer for today's riddle, you just keep on trying, and then at the very end of our program, I'll give you the right answer. Hey, you know what's coming next, boys and girls, huh? That's right, it's birthday time. I'll turn on the electric eye. Oh, boy, that's super-duper wonderful. Look at all the big birthday smiles. Now, let me see the hands of the boys and girls who have birthdays today. 57, 92, oh, my goodness, I couldn't count them all, but a lot of birthdays. Put your hands down. Now, make your wish while I make mine. I wish... You make yours? All right, then, let's all blow out the candles on the birthday cake. Take a deep breath. One, two, three, blow. And here's our birthday song for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Now, everybody sing it. Are you just about ready? Tune up, open your mouth wide, and just let the birthday song go. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, why does a giraffe have such a long neck? You get it? Well, it's because his head is so far from his body. Now, be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.